الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ويرضى ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا ورسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه واعلموا أن الله غفور حليم وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الحمد لله all praise, all glory, complete submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the peace and blessings of the utmost beautiful kind are for the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble family and the illustrious companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah whilst we are gathered here in the noble home and sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and may we gather again together in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we are fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us the opportunity time and time again to come to His home and especially this day of Jumu'ah to strengthen our hearts and to maximize our rewards and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, to learn from His deen, to learn from His kalam and to learn from His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. Unfortunate and blessed are those who maximize this opportunity and seize this opportunity to gain that closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to continue in our jihad and striving to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse that I recited today in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important reminder. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوا. That know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is within yourselves. There are some things that only our family knows. There are some things that only our spouse knows. There are some things only the government knows. But everything is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some things that we hide from every single person in the dunya. And we even try to conceal from ourselves, but we cannot hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how small that sin is, no matter how small that good deed is, whatever it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of that thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of this ayah, reminds us that He knows everything that you do and everything that you conceal. So beware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحْذَرُوا. But then Allah Azza wa Jal also, after giving us this reminder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ. That know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also forgiving and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also forbearing. And these are the two names that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will touch upon today and expand upon, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also haleem. These are very important things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is undoubtedly our Lord. And with my madrasa students during the week, we were talking about the Asma'ul Husna, the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how they are a benefit to those people who recite them, a benefit to those people who apply them in their lives. The names, the Asma and Sifat, and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But an important thing within this is for us to remember that the Asma'ul Husna and the Sifat are not just for those people who believe and those people who do good, but rather the Asma'ul Husna and the Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also for those people who err, those people who make mistake, and those people who also commit sin as well. So you might be thinking, where is Imam Sahib going today that the Asma and the Sifat are for the people of good and they're also for the people who do evil and those people who do bad? So how would we react if somebody said to you, or if I rather said to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the sinner? They'll say, wait a minute, the Imam Sahib, his brain's not working correctly, there's something wrong, or maybe he's done a typo somewhere. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the sinner? Because these seem to be the two opposite sides of the spectrum. He is sinning and therefore he can't be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah we will touch upon this and unravel this particular statement today on Jumu'ah and see how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how majestic and mighty and how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So there are six things that I want you to remember today, i.e. six names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first one is Haleem. I'm not talking about the Haleem that we cook in our Asian homes, no. This is Al-Haleem, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Al-Haleem. That translates as, within the English language, as the one who is the most calm, the one who is the most gentle, the one who is most patient, and more importantly, comprehensively, the one who is forbearing. This is a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Haleem? How is kind, gentle, merciful and forbearing to the sinner? So ask yourself this particular question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have paralyzed the thief when he was about to steal. As he extends his arm to steal, or as he extends his arm to usurp the rights or the land of an individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have immediately paralyzed the thief and his hand. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken the eyes away of that individual who is gambling, made that person blind immediately as soon as he was doing that sin. Or the person who is listening to a haram call from a woman or a haram call from a man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have immediately made that person deaf. Or the person committing zina at that very moment, or the person drinking alcohol at that very moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made them to collapse, made them unconscious. Could have done all of these things, is that not right? For the thief, for the person drinking alcohol, for the person committing zina, for the person doing all of these haram things immediately, if Allah azza wa jal wished, he could do all of those things. But no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Haleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the thief, gives that person who is doing all of those things, however illicit that may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them an opportunity for them to realize what they are doing or what they have done, and for them to correct themselves, and for them to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Haleem. So this is actually a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the sinner. Even though he is sinning, still the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon that person, because the name Al-Haleem overcomes the ghadab of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Mu'ti, the one who gives and the one who continues to give. Even though we sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bless us in spite of our sins. When you are committing adultery, your heart is still pumping and your heart is still going and beating. When you're drinking alcohol, your eyes are still seeing. When you are dealing with riba, your brain is still functioning. All of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of that sin, the remaining blessings are still continuing in your life, in your heart, in your body, in your mind, and also in your family. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, if the HMRC ever find out that you owe them money or you haven't paid X, Y, and Z, then not only will they immediately stop your benefits, they'll also say, wait a minute, you owe us money, so you give us money back. They won't let you off. They'll take the money, they'll stop the money, and they'll take everything back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of our sins, in spite of us committing sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also continues to bless us with all of the other things that we need. Your parents, when they give the children a phone, when they know that the child has done something wrong with that phone, something haram with that phone, what do? We say, Dad, you don't deserve this phone, we take the phone immediately off them. If we buy them a car and say, fine, you can drive this car, as soon as they've done something wrong, caused an accident or speeding, we say, no, we'll take the car back because you're not worthy of this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of us doing all of those sins, He still, because He's al-mu'ati, He still continues to bless the sinner. The sinner is still blessed when he's committing all the sins, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is Haleem. The sinner is still blessed when he's doing all of those things and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give him more, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mu'ti. So you might be thinking, where is all this going? But bear with me a few more names that we continue with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Sittir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another name is Sattad, one who conceals, the one who covers the sins that we do. So imagine after you sin every single time you do something wrong, there's a viral video on WhatsApp and it's shared by everyone. There is a YouTube video of all the sins that you have just done or the sins on that particular day. Imagine on the next day that you wake up and you see a black dot on your face, or you see something written on your forehead saying, this is the sin that person has done. But in spite of all of the sins that we do, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Sattir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a Sattar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers the sins that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only covers them and conceals them from the people of the dunya, but more importantly on the day of Qiyamah, to save us from embarrassment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also cover them on the day of Qiyamah as well. And in this regard, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, من سطر مسلما سطره الله في الدنيا والآخرة, that those people who conceal the faults of others, rather than go out and shame and name and blame and do viral videos, etc., those who conceal the faults of others, at the same time give them wa'ad, and same time remind them what they are doing is wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal their faults and their mistakes in the dunya, but more importantly in the hereafter as well. So the sinner is blessed by Allah Azza wa Jalla because he is al-Haleem. The sinner is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is al-Mu'ti. The sinner is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sattar and Sittir. And then the sinner is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is at-Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance, the one who expects the return from the person who is returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal opens the doors of His rahmah, opens the doors of His mercy and tawbah to those people. In one hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, an example is given of the person who is there in a desert with just a camel, with nothing else, and he loses his camel, he loses his water, his shelter, his food, everything, and then that person cannot find the camel anymore. Then he sits down and he lays and he falls asleep. And imagine his despair, because he has nothing now, he cannot survive. But when he wakes up, he sees the camel right in front of him. Imagine his happiness. Imagine his state that, wow, this needle in a haystack, I have found my camel, I can survive. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who do tawbah, those people who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is far more happier with us turning to Him than a person can ever be if he were to lose any of his things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a glorious verse of the Quran, mentions, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. That those angels, the angels who carry the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those angels whom the Prophet ﷺ describes that the distance between their earlobe and their shoulder is a distance of 700 years. These are those angels carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are asking forgiveness for us. For us people who have believed in Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is there in the Quran. They are saying that, O our Lord, you have encompassed all things in mercy and ilmah. O Allah, forgive those people who have repented. Forgive those people who have followed your way and protect them from the punishment of the hellfire. So the angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the angels who are doing dua for us. When we do tawbah, when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do dua for us. And then they continue with that dua, that, O Allah, admit them to the gardens of residence which you have promised them, and whoever was righteous amongst their fathers, amongst their spouses, and also their offspring. Indeed, it is you who is the exalted, the one who is the wise. And protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds. And he whom you protect from evil consequences on that day, you will give them mercy, and that is the great attainment. For ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is how the verse ends, that particular verse of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is At-Tawwab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to return to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to submit and surrender to Him. And when we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands His angels, and the angels then continue to do dua for us. Even though you have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy for you. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal, His names, Al-Halim, Al-Mu'ti, and At-Tawwab, even and As-Sittar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still blessing those people in spite of their failings, in spite of their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still continues to bless them. So imagine if Tawbah was only there in Makkah. Every single time you did a mistake, every single time you did something heinous, you did something illicit, you had to go to Makkah or you had to go to Medina. Imagine how difficult it would be. Imagine how, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, only on specific days, at specific times, if you come to me during this period, then and only then I will accept your tawbah, then and only then I will accept your istighfar. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His doors of mercy, has opened the doors of tawbah, has opened His doors of forgiveness and said, come to me. We need to be the ones who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though you may sin, and we all sin, there is nobody here on earth who is free from sin. We all sin in either a smaller or a larger capacity, whether we sin openly or we sin hiddenly away from the eyes of people. But know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of our sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearing, He is gentle, He is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still providing for you and giving you sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concealing your mistakes behind these clothes, behind the doors, behind so many layers. You are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal is At-Tawwab, and He wants us to turn to Him. And you can see all of the rewards that are waiting there for us, all of the tawbah and istighfar and the du'as done by the angels for us when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal is also Nafi', i.e. the benefactor, the one who converts your deeds. Even though we may have sinned so much in our life, for the youngsters or for the elders who are 50, 60, 70 years of age, and if they look at their a'mal and look at their accounts, and they'll think, I have done very little good. But even these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converts their bad deeds potentially and makes them into good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That for those people who truly repent, those people who truly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they strengthen their iman and their faith, and then they carry out righteous actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace their evil deeds with good deeds. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-forgiving, and Allah azza wa jalla is the all-merciful. And finally, the sixth name that I wanted to share with you, as I mentioned at the beginning of the khutbah, that these names are not just for those people who do good, i.e. the asma' al-husna and the sifat, but these names and these sifat and asma' are also there to give us hope. And for those people who err, and those people who make mistakes, and those people who sin, even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'll still be Haleem to you, I'll still be Al-Wadood to you, I'll still be At-Tawwab for you, I'll still be Al-Sattar for you, I'll still be Al-Mu'ti for you, I'll still be all of these things for you, but you have to come to me. You have to repent. You have to turn to me. You have to purify your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-wadud, meaning the most loving. He loves you far more than your mother, far more than your father, far more than your spouse or your sibling, far more than everything in creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ask for forgiveness for your Lord. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that your Lord is the most merciful. Know that He is al-wudud, the one who is the most affectionate and caring for you. In other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and gives us this very simple reminder, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِأَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. That why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever want to cause you any pain or suffering or any difficulty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want or need any of these things. In shakartum wa amantum, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply wants you to be grateful for all of the blessings that you have, for you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use the names of Al-Wadud, use the names of Al-Nafi, use the names of Al-Sittir, use the names of Al-Halim, use the name of Al-Mu'ti, all of these names, and realize that even though you may have sinned, we should still turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some people might mistakenly take this khutbah and saying, I went to the masjid today and Imam Sahib said, do lots of sins, it's fine, you know, you'll get away with everything. No, this khutbah is not a license for you to go and now and do a sins, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Quran mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in penalty as well, even though He is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful as well. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الشَّدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. This is also a reminder that there is a severe penalty for those people who do things deliberately and intentionally and perpetually again and again. But those people who are trying to transform themselves and change themselves and their actions and constantly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilizing His names as sima and sifat, then for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also saying, after شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the forgiving and the merciful as well. So we have no clue when Allah Azza wa Jal will take our soul. There is no guarantee whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are rich, whether you are poor. The time can come at any particular moment and there will never be a second before or a second later. And therefore every single one of us, no matter who you are, what stage you are in your life, don't delay your tawbah. Don't delay your tawbah and your istighfar. Don't delay turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just wait for the Ramadan which is about to come and then say, I'll stay up and do qiyamul layl, or I'll cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't wait for hajj or any of the other things. Now is the time, every single moment that you have, turn to Allah azza wa jal. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability, with the sincerest of your hearts. And do tawbah and do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wise person is not the person who just prepares for his worldly affairs, graduation, studies, etc., or wedding or anything else, but no, rather a wise person is he or she who is constantly preparing for their return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore remember these six names that we have discussed today very, very concisely, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He still blesses those people in spite of their sins, that Allah is Haleem, Allah is Mu'ti, Allah is Sittir, He is Tawwab and Nafi' and Wudud. But we need to make sure that we utilize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our benefit, for our success in the deen as well as in dunya. Wa qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.